situation is getting worse. We've got to act boldly, and we've got to act swiftly. We cannot delay.
Today, the Senate formally convenes after President-elect Barack Obama made the rounds yesterday about his top priority, the economy. But first, the Senate has to figure out who's getting seated.
There comes a time when you have to acknowledge that the race is over. The race in Minnesota is over. Now it's only a little finger pointing.
The race in Minnesota is not over. Under Minnesota law, an election certificate does not issue until litigation has been concluded.
That Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Republican Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell. On the line now is Todd Zwillick, reporter for Capital News Connection. He's coming to us from Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning. I got my Mars birthday lapel pin on today. I love it.
All right, Todd.
That's good. Thank you for sharing, Todd. We do appreciate that. But is all of these questions about who is going to get a seat in the Senate, is that distracting? Will that be distracting as President-elect Obama tries to push ahead with the stimulus package?
Well, it'll be distracting this week. I don't think there's any question about that. It gets in the way of some of the pomp and circumstance of swearing in day and some of the momentum of the first week. But the dream of getting the stimulus done by January 20th, by Inauguration Day, so that Obama can sign it as his first act in office, that's not going to happen anyway. So I think the distraction for the larger stimulus is probably not too great, because the Illinois seat and the Minnesota seat and also the replacement for Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, those will probably be settled by the time they get down to the meat of the stimulus, certainly by the time they vote on it, I would expect.
Tell us about President-elect Obama's rounds yesterday, and what was the reaction of some of the lawmakers?
Well, it was a lot of shuttle diplomacy yesterday. The president-elect was into one meeting with Harry Reid, and then out, and then House leaders, Democrats, came over, and then out of that one, then bipartisan meeting, and then over to bipartisan House, Senate, 12 people in the room. So it was a lot of walking back and forth past crowded pools of reporters with camera shutters flying and Klieg lights blaring in the hallway of the Senate where they were walking back and forth. He stopped and talked to some kids. His mood was bright. You know, Barack Obama, we all know already that he's a master of managing the moment and a master of setting the right mood for the time. So he looked upbeat. Now, your question coming out of those meetings, and the real issue is Republicans, isn't it, and how they're going to react to this huge stimulus that's coming down the pipe here, $800 billion, $900 billion. No one knows quite how big it's going to be. And any spending package that big tends to make Republicans cringe. So they were encouraged, however, by this plan leaked, announced the other day, that 40% of that package will be tax breaks. And if you want to know how that's a stimulus, well, one thing that it stimulates is Republican support.
And were there particular details of that $800 billion? And you're saying 40% would break down for some kind of tax breaks. Who do the tax breaks go to, and what is the other 60% made up of?
Well, the brushstrokes are pretty broad right now, Adora. So when they say tax breaks, they say middle class and businesses. There are some sketches that are coming out. This bill is not written, but there are ideas being floated. Business tax breaks for businesses that create or preserve jobs.
Although Obama was saying that these are his middle class tax cuts. This was what he campaigned on. He actually described the convergence between what he called for in the campaign and what he says are the tax cuts needed right now. That would argue for middle class.
Correct. And do you remember the controversy in the campaign? What qualifies as middle class? If you make $190,000 a year, are you middle class? That's yet to be defined. Who's going to be middle class to qualify for their tax break? That's not decided yet. And those things, you know, Republicans love to hear about tax breaks, but I guarantee you there will be a fight over who qualifies as middle class when this finally gets down to negotiations.
So this draft is going to develop over the weeks, and particularly we would expect it to pick up as soon as Barack Obama is inaugurated. But in terms of the Senate, let's talk about who has been appointed to fill his vacant Senate seat, Roland Burris. He is in Washington, D.C., I understand.
Yes, he is, and he says he's going to be showing up on Capitol Hill today. And that's raised the specter, of course, of some kind of confrontation, some kind of camera-ready moment of an appointee, a senator-to-be, an African-American senator-to-be, by the way, trying to get into the front door of the Capitol and being barred somehow. It looks
sounds
like
more like a shovel-ready moment that they're talking about with the Senate. they want him out of there.
Well, the Senate Democrats certainly do. I think the Senate Republicans are rather enjoying this whole thing. I mean, why not? It certainly takes some of the momentum away from the Democrats' senatorial inaugural victory moment of having gained so many seats and getting close to that 60 number. So Burris is planning to show up today. It looks like both sides are trying to avoid that shovel-ready, camera-ready confrontation moment. Dick Durbin, the senior senator from Illinois, threw out a little olive branch yesterday to some reporters and offered to have Burris join him in his office if you'd like to watch on TV, but you're not getting
you
on the floor,
just come
buddy.
Into this room and put yourself aside.
Yes, and be quiet. Well, you're not a senator. You're not going to be getting on the floor until we decide that you're a senator. So we'll see how that plays out. There is a meeting scheduled, as you mentioned earlier. Burris is scheduled to meet with Durbin and Reid on Wednesday, and maybe they'll sort something out.
Okay. Todd Zwillick, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection, and he was reporting to us from Washington.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.